When was Rihanna diagnosed with cancer?
When she was probably around 24 years old.
When was she born?
She was born on, no one's quite sure, but February 9th or maybe February 10th, 1967. She was born in an apartment here in Hollywood. She wasn't born in a hospital because her mom was mentally ill, schizophrenic, and didn't like doctors. So no one's really sure when she was born because it took a while for the schizophrenic woman to make it to the hospital. But her birth certificate said February the 11th.
How did she end up becoming a Nicholson?
The schizophrenic woman's name was Barbara Laporte, or Barbie Laporte, and she had parents named Paul and Annette Laporte, and they were friends and professors at Immaculate Heart College, which is where AFI, American Film Institute, is mm-hmm. now. And they, one of their students was my dad's first wife, Maureen O'Hara, Maureen Nicholson. They kind of took care of Raina for a little while, and then they eventually adopted her.
What were your earliest memories of her?
My earliest memories of Raina? I remember that I got in trouble for hitting her with a fly swatter, and they took away my fly swatter, which was like my favorite toy. So I think that's probably my earliest memory of her.
Before the diagnosis, did she have any like similar issues?
She complained. My dad remembers that she complained when she was a teenager about back pain and stuff like that. But nothing like that, you know, nothing like where she was really, really sick all the time. But she sometimes like had bouts of depression and stuff like that. And she was kind of sensitive. She always had a weird diet. And like funny things like that, but I think that was just to try and be healthy.
Was there a history of illness in her biological family besides schizophrenia?
Yeah, there was. The Laportes had other children other than Barbara Laporte, who was schizophrenic, and who lived to be, she just died last year, I think. Within the last year she died, and she must have been almost 80 years old, but there are other kids, or that Paul and Annette had all passed away before. I knew Paul and Annette growing up, and they all passed away. I never met any of them. They had all died from, I think, and at least one of them from cancer.
What type of cancer did she have?
She had a rare form of bone cancer.
How did the cancer impact everyone in the family?
Oh, wow. I think it impacted everybody a little bit differently. People, like, take to that sort of thing in different ways, you know, so some people kind of go into a mode of like, all right, I'm just going to help and make everything better and do everything right. And some people kind of run and hide. And then some people, you know, show up and like try and be really helpful. And then, but they can't take it that long. And so it impacted everybody in different ways in terms of the way that they reacted to her having the cancer. But I think the way it impacted everybody dramatically, like, you know, the whole experience of going through her whole illness and then her death really was devastating, especially for my parents. But I think everybody, it was very tough for everybody in different ways.
How did she handle the cancer?
Raina? She was very, very scared. She wasn't, you know, I think like a lot of times you see the movies and these kind of things, or TV shows or whatever, and you hear and you see the people who have cancer or whatever, the, you know, the illnesses. They're like really brave, and they're kind of like a source of inspiration for everybody and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not saying that she wasn't brave or that she wasn't inspiring or anything like that, or that, you know, boy, she really somehow failed in that. But it's really scary, right? I mean, you hear you have cancer, and it's like being told you're going to die soon and this is what's going to kill you.
How long did the illness last?
I think it was at least 4 years, because I remember I found out about it before I met your mother the second time, right? So I met your mother. So I was 20, and Raina already had cancer at that time. And then she died when I was just about to turn 24, so 23 and change. So it was 3 or 4 years.
How old was she when she passed?
She died when she was 27 in 1994, July 31st, 1994.
Did she know that she was going to die?
Yes. She did.
Was it hard to get used to her not being around?
You know, that's a funny question. That's funny that because actually my first reaction was no. It wasn't hard to get used to her not being around. You know, like we'd gotten used to the idea. You know?
Yeah.
It was hard to not be able to ever share anything with her again. You know, like anything that was going on in my life or anything like you guys being born and stuff like that. So it was in moments like that that it was hard for me, for her to not be around. But it wasn't necessarily like hard, like, you know, I missed her every day. I mean, I missed her every day in some ways, but it was hard that she was just gone, you know. And maybe we'd gotten used to the fact that she was going.
About how long did it take for everyone to stop mourning her?
I think for my parents, I don't know, but every July 31st until recently, every year, I'd always, you know, mourn that she was gone. And even, you know, maybe this last July 31st, I remember thinking, oh, I'm not as sad as I normally am on this day. But that doesn't necessarily mean it won't happen again, you know, next year, or whatever. For my parents, I can't imagine what it's like.
Does she have anything to do with why you guys named my middle name Rain?
Yes. Yeah, she, her name was Raina, and it's, you know, we thought it was a nice way to sort of commemorate her life by naming you something that was sort of similar. But at the same time, we didn't want to name you exactly the same thing, you know, especially she didn't, because she passed away in such a sort of tragic way. It didn't seem like appropriate to name you the exact same thing. So, plus we like the name Rain.
Do you think if she hadn't gone through everything she went through, you would have named me the same thing?
No.
Why not?
Well, if she hadn't gone through everything she went through, I think if she was still alive when you were born, yeah. I don't know that we would have named you after anything, after her.
Do you think she would have been a good aunt?
I think she would have been a great aunt. I think you would have really enjoyed meeting her and being with her.
If she was still here, is there anything you'd want to say to her?
Yes. I guess, well, yes. If she was alive, or like if I could talk to her, you know, I would tell her I'm sorry for like some of the things that I did when, you know, while she had cancer, or didn't do while she had cancer, that I loved her very much. And I missed her a lot. I miss her all the time.